And we are live. So I have a confession, Stu.
Yes.
At the end of my workout today, I was supposed to do five times run a half a mile and do 20 push-ups and 20 abs of choice. But because I didn't want to be late for our show today, I was only able to do four of those.
Oh, that's good.
Instead of five. I apologize. And if I'm a disappointment, you can just throw me off of the podcast right now.
Nope, that is sufficient. No problem.
Oh, good. And I have a new t-shirt on. So I'm thinking I might need to cut my beard.
Did you get your shot yet?
Nope. I'm thinking I'm going to cut my beard when I get my second shot. I'm getting my first shot on April 20th. Ooh. That's when I have my appointment out here in the hinterlands. I guess in between inoculating horses and pigs, they will inoculate the humans out here. When do you get yours?
I get my second one April 20th, April 22nd.
Oh. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I guess they set up the second appointment when you get the first one.
Yeah, every 4 weeks, I think.
Drop dead in the parking lot or anything, they'll schedule you for the next one. So yep. that's a good thing, Martha. Yep. So
I didn't have any side effects.
That's good.
No aches or pains or fevers or, you know, like the flu feeling you get sometimes when you get those shots.
Yeah. I've known a few people that have had that, and there doesn't seem to be any rhyme or reason. My 80-something-year-old mother-in-law got both her shots. Nothing. My son-in-law, he was laid up for like 3 or 4 days.
I have heard I don't know if it's fact or whatever, but it was if you have a better immune system,
mm-hmm.
the second shot will be worse.
Okay.
Not sure why that is. If you have a poor immune system, it's not, you have no symptoms. Huh. So
not Carlin sure. said that his shot made him tired for almost 3 days. So you don't know. Just going to get it out of the way. And then I think when I get my second shot, that's when I can't wait for anybody in authority to declare the all clear. So I'm just going to, when I get my second shot, I'm going to declare the all clear and what do they call it? Shear. I'm going to shear the sheep. This thing's getting a little old. What's up, Gordon? What's up, Carlin? If you guys want to say howdy, welcome. We're going to get started right now. So we've already had a startling admission. We've talked about world affairs, and now we're going to talk about something important. And Stu said that he's going to spring a question on me. He's going to ambush question me, just like Jerry Springer.
Well, I will say this. It's going to be a softball. Oh. And you'll receive it every week from now on. So it's not going to be a surprise after today.
Oh, okay. All right. Good. What's up, Mike? So, okay. Well, what are we talking? Oh my God. I coughed in public.
Allergies.
What are we talking about today?
Okay. How are you reusing content, or are you reusing content?
Okay.
Right? So blog, podcast, advertisement, social media posts, webinars, you name it. How are you using, reusing content?
Are you asking me?
That is a question for everybody.
Oh, okay.
But we're going to go through and maybe challenge the audience and maybe take one piece of content that they create and see how many different ways you can share the same topic spread throughout the week.
Okay. So I will share with you guys what folks, I'm just going to say, guys, if you get triggered, I'll do a lot worse. You should leave now. Here's the thing. My way that I've been doing it for like the last 2 years is I do a letting the chickens out with Jim video. And then we have that transcribed and then we edit that into an article. And we also do quote cards from it. And also if there's something that that really resonates with people, then we might turn it into a full-blown training, which we can then chop up into individual videos. And this one time at Bandcamp, and so that's it. It all kind of just starts with a thought, usually a question, and then I'll use one of the wizards to come up with a little mini presentation. I might use the 60 second tidbit wizard or the single juicy tip wizard, and then I'll flesh it out. And then it's interesting when I do it that way, it gives me a chance to kind of think it through in a low pressure environment. I mean, how much freaking pressure can you have standing with chickens that are eating mealworms and scratch out in the middle of the garden? I mean, if it flops, if it don't fly, then I can just delete it. You know, and in the last 2 years, you know how many videos I've deleted? One.
Nice.
And it was mainly because I was just having technical problems and I started cursing and figured that probably wasn't a good thing. So if it sucks, then move on to the next one. What you're looking for is reaction from people and see the things that get people excited, the things that get a bunch of comments, the things that get people to react. And so that's something that's really my go-to strategy. Sometimes when we're doing the Jim and Stu show, like talking about avatars and, you know, talking that got me, I've got my whole whiteboard over here is taken up with the avatars hero's journey. Oh, where I figured out that all the stuff in the avatar actually corresponds directly to the hero's journey. It was freaky. And a lot of those discussions and thoughts come from doing content where you're having discussions, you're taking questions, you're talking back and forth like we do. And then you just gotta try it out and then try it in a different format, try it in a different arena, try it with a different group of people. And most people don't, it's like, oh, I taught that already. I talked about that already. I talked about that last year. Okay, well, sure. Stu would be flipping burgers right now if he had done, you know, I talked about push-ups 20 years ago in my first book. I pretty much said all there is to say about push-ups. You get better with experience. B, there's a whole new group of people coming in. And C, people have the memory of a gnat. So that's why it's called the fundamentals. You keep reminding people of stuff. Plus, you know, when you say, well, I posted on Facebook about that like 3 months ago. Okay.
Nobody can find that.
Have you tried to go back and find something you thought was cool this morning? even to find it, let alone remember where you saw it and who did it. So that's one of the biggest downfalls I think that people have with repurposing content or reusing content. I did that already. So what? You know? So let's look at do you have a response to that? And then we'll look at comments. I just wanted to say hi to everybody real quick.
Sure.
Vicky's here. Hey, Vicky. Hey, Rosenda. Glad you're here. Rock is joining us from LinkedIn. I need a cool first name like Rock, you know? Chris Mack is here, says from YouTube, and says, hello, Jim. Just finished secret number 8, going to do exercise. Just thought I'd stop in. Glad to have you. Vicky's here. I converted a checklist article into a flip book. That's cool.
Oh, I like that.
What's a flip book? I'm not being a smartass. What is a flip book?
You know, like just a little flip through the book. You know, like
okay.
Either a top flip. I'm assuming that's what she means.
Okay. That's cool. You know. Gordon says, to add on that, I wrote down things I wanted to talk about avatars to coach, and I came up with 2 pages. That's cool. Carlin says, so far, I just do my Facebook lives and then share them across my 3 Facebook pages. Once it gets some responses, likes, comments, etc. Well, you could definitely then, Carlin, do some, take some of those and get them turned into transcripts and turn around and share the article on Facebook just with the exact same Facebook pages. And no one will be like, oh, you did that as a video already. stop wasting my time with these valuable articles. Gordon says, spin, transcribe, take topics, turn into carousel to drive curiosity, take my usual content, give it to someone else to teach. That's interesting. Okay. Sorry, Stu. I'm done saying hi to the folks.
That's okay. I have a long list of what I do, and it's a good one.
Well, let's hear it.
So you start off, I start off by answering an email question.
Okay.
Right. And it just spurs some thought. So I'm like, okay, this is a good email. I'll answer this question in full. I'll cut and paste that into a Word document, doctor it up a little bit, make it an Ask Stu article that I sell to military.com. And then depending on that topic, if it's a pretty broad topic, what I can do is I can make it a feature article that I have on military.com, or I put it on my site, and then I will pull a workout recommendation from inside that and make it the workout of the week article that I also sell to military.com. All right. So that's just one little thing of it from just taking.
Can I ask a question?
Yes.
Can I ask a question? What's the difference between a Ask Stu article and a feature article? What's the definition of those?
Well, I actually put the person's question in there, you know, that's verbatim, how they ask it. And then I answer it by saying, hey, Jim, here's what I would do. Whereas a feature article is, you know, not, you know, written in that kind of person. Okay. Right? It's just, you know, the topic and discussion, maybe a study behind it. You know, so it's a little more involved. Less casual, I would say. So I would say my feature article may be a little more technical writing than the other one. Right. Okay. So then that will obviously be shared on to Facebook. Been sharing some of them, depending on what they are, up on LinkedIn lately has been going really well. I'll share that one in a minute. Always post a cool picture and an excerpt from one of those articles onto Instagram. And then maybe the Instagram story as well, a little video behind it, a little Instagram story. Then the grand finale of the week, right? I have
hang on. Okay, what's the grand finale?
Grand finale of the week is I put it all into a newsletter of what I've created this week, and then send that to the people who subscribe to that newsletter. And that is a paid for subscription that also has, you know, extra workouts in it and stuff like that. So that is how I have taken one question from email and spread it out into multiple avenues. And then sometimes, this is maybe twice this has happened in 10 years, that question was so good that it made me write a book.
Okay.
Wrote a book on that question. So.
Well, you know what, Stu?
Thank you.
Well done. Very, very well done. And you preempted my next question, which was, oh, this is just something you've started doing recently, I guess. But you just said in the last 10 years of doing
this. So, yeah, I've been doing this for a while.
That is awesome. That is strong. Your strong your word purposing game is, Stu.
Thank you.
Very good. That's excellent. I got nothing to add. I mean, I think that's great. And the thing is, here's the other thing. I've got Nancy and Susan backing me up over here and got my team. You're doing that all by yourself. And you're doing your podcast and you're writing your books and you're doing all that other stuff too that you do. I mean, that's you got to have a strong system, and it must be working because I'm not telling tales out of school, but each year for the last few years, you've been doing better than the year before.
Yes.
So
something is working.
That's awesome. That's really good. So the big lesson to take away from this is if you're not repurposing and reusing your content more than just once, you're making a huge mistake. Huge, huge, huge mistake. Do you do much with memes or graphics or stuff? You do a bunch of Instagram. Where do you get your Instagram, or is that more like video stuff?
I make some memes. You know, I kind of got this new hobby of taking photographs. So I've been taking some cool photographs and throwing some words up there, making them a little kind of inspirational, motivational. But then I throw some funny ones in there, like Kermit gaining 20 pounds over COVID. That was a pretty good one.
Kermit's COVID-19.
Yeah, he put on his COVID-19. But did you know that the average weight gain for people over COVID was 29 pounds?
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's a lot.
That's significant because it was like 60%, no, 40% gained weight over the last year.
Mm-hmm.
40% maintained their weight, which is pretty good, I thought. Yeah, I'm not saying one is worse than the other.
I am. And then, you poured on 30 pounds. That's a real issue.
Well, it is bad, but I don't all want to say like 40% or no. Yeah, 40% is, you know, horrible, but 20% lost weight.
Okay.
Over COVID. So you had,
it's like in lockdown and didn't have any food.
Yeah.
Chairs and stuff.
So I look at it as 60% maintained or lost weight.
Okay.
Versus 40% gaining weight.
Yeah.
But if you look at society, that's pretty much, it's not shocking.
Yeah.
That is what happened.
I was not in that 60%. I put on like 15 pounds. I have lost 10 of it, but I'll never do it again. Never, ever, 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 ever. So not happening. Not doing it again. Yep. There you go.
So anyway, content creation. So you ready for my question that I'm going to spring upon you?
Please.
So this is the first of a weekly question that I will ask Jim at the end of the Jim and Stu show.
Okay.
And we'll follow it up with some neat answers, perhaps even a walkthrough of some sorts.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All right.
You got to up your game here. All right. Okay. So my question for you is, is there a wizard for that?
For what?
For what we've just got through talking about.
Oh,
content creation, repurposing content, something that gives you ideas to be able to repurpose content. Is there a wizard for that?
So I think the best wizard for doing that is the listicle wizard, because a listicle is just made for repurposing, dividing, and just multi-purposing stuff. So if I were to share my screen, which I shall. This is the listicle wizard inside of Easy Online Wizards, which is part of the Jim Edwards Method Premium. We actually have the listicle wizard is now avatar enabled, so that you can really focus in on your specific avatar, but it doesn't overwhelm the listicle wizard like it's the same every time. But it just makes sure that you are, let me refresh, been open overnight. And as a security measure, we don't want to. But I can load my avatar. And here's one from the other day. So it'll fill in the main topic, your target audience, who their enemy is. And then you can build your listicle from there. And then the call to action, wherever you want people to go check out. It'll have all that filled in. So the stuff that you're like, man, I've typed this in before. I don't want to have to type this in. You get all like in your inner 5-year-old comes out. And so it takes care of all that. So all you got to do is just go over your idea, whatever you want to create your listicle about. So here's an example that I did for a buddy of mine the other day, talking about outsourcing. The funny thing is, this is funny. Initially, I was going to write a listicle about outsourcing. And then I just started writing about content marketing. It's weird. I don't know if that ever happens to you. Like you think you want to write about one thing, but then other stuff starts flowing out of you. So you just go with it. And so I wrote this in about 10 minutes. And the cool thing is that it'll write your listicle that you can literally just publish as an article. It'll do your call to action and everything. I could do this, literally I could do this as an article. Output it as a Word document. Let's open another page. You know, I wrote 2 sales letters this week already, Stu.
Dang.
But here you go. I mean, it's a little 250 word article, and I could probably, tart it up a little bit more. But the cool thing is that this also, if I wanted to do it in bulleted format, this would be the one I would use if I was going to go out and talk to the chickens. So what I would normally do, and this is exactly what I do, I'll take this and I'll edit it a little bit, but I mean, I got all my talking points, and I would normally, I want to get it all on one page. So then I'll print it out and I'll grab my little stick. I got my thing over here. And I stick my phone here. Let me go to this mode. I stick my phone in this, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then I have this high-tech thing that I do. It's called Scotch tape. It was invented, I think, right when you and I were born, Stu, about 50 some odd years ago. I affix the tape firmly to the top of the paper, then affix the other part to the stick, and then I have my instant TV studio right here. I go out with the chickens, I put down the stick, I look at the points I want to cover, I look up here at the camera, and I do the video. And it works great, and it has worked for years. So if you're looking for the wizard that automatically will create content that really lends itself to repurposing, you can't go wrong with the listicle. You know, listicle is short for list article, as opposed to what might be short for test article. I'll just leave that to your imagination. So there you go. There is a wizard for that, Stu, and it's quite handy. And I use it myself frequently.
Nice.
So there you go.
Yeah, I've done some great articles with the listicle. And then awesome. Repurposed it for multiple venues.
Well, that's cool.
Even sold articles. I've even sold articles I've written.
Have you really?
Oh yeah.
Did you read the royalty clause in there in the Jim Edwards Method Premium?
I missed that.
Yeah. Well, okay. I'll bring it to your attention when we're off screen. So yeah, Bob, we call it the redneck teleprompter. That's exactly what it is. You can also do the redneck teleprompter with you can do it with a 3x5 card. I do those all the time. And then also with a post-it note. So, and yes, there are apps that you can get that you can copy and paste the stuff into, and then it will load it into the app, and then you can watch it scroll next. And by then I'm like, nah, too much. I deal in papers, pens, and tape still. I have a foot in both worlds. I can operate in the digital world and the analog world, Stu.
Nice.
So, cool. All right. That was a great question. Now you're going to make me really think in the future, like, and you're going to force me to actually show people tools instead of being, they already know about it. I'm not going to worry.
Right.
Nice.
See, there's a method to the madness. Awesome. So my challenge to the group is to take a piece of content and see how many different ways you can share it in a day, in a week. See what you got.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Well, that's it for the Jim and Stu show. Now we will move directly with no transition. Actually, we can have a transition. All right. So we're going to transition into the Sales Copywriting and Content Marketing Hacks podcast. It can be anything, Stu. I mean, anything can be the transition.
I mean, sure.
Whatever you want to do.
Just give me a quick pause because it is very helpful
when you're editing.
I'm dissecting these two shows.
So I should, when you say pause, I shouldn't say anything?
No, just a 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the.
So I should do 3, 2, 1 and then not talk at all. Don't make any noise for like a couple seconds so that you can edit it.
I can click that pause button perfectly.
Really fast?
Yes. But so give me a sec.
3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Sales Copywriting Pond. Nope. Is that too fast?
Little bit.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Can you clip out your own laughing?
That's plenty of time.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody. Jim Edwards here, and welcome to the Sales Copywriting and Content Marketing Hawks. Wait, let's do that over. 3, 2. Now you made me all nervous. I've never messed that up in 112 episodes, and now I'm like thinking about the transition.
Thanks. I have messed it up for over 100, personally.
Hey, everybody. Nope, I didn't count down from 3. Stu. Okay. 3, 2, 1. Hey, everybody. Jim Edwards here, and welcome back to the Sales Copywriting and Content Marketing Hacks podcast. This is episode 112, and we're excited you've chosen to join us. If you've listened to all 112 episodes, you can go to Stu Smith's house and get a free t-shirt. Just walk right up, knock on the front door, and say, hey, episode 12, Jim said I got a free t-shirt. Just kidding. Don't do it. He's armed. Anyway, today, and welcome to my podcast. See, dude, you threw me all out with this. I'm worried about the pause, and I've had my shtick and everything. How do you feel anytime someone throws in a new variable, Stu? Is it a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, you know, we've done this over 100 times now, so you shouldn't really worry about it too much.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about today, Stu?
Okay. All right. So high value content deserves advertisers. How do you get them? You know, or sponsors, right? So here are many ways to find advertisers, product placements, or sponsors for your valuable content, whether it's a blog, a video, a webinar, social media post. Maybe it's just something you like to you would like to share with people. You know, the product or device that you use, maybe you can get a free one from them because you share it on your content. So anyway, it's just just wondering ways to better monetize what you're putting out there. If there is a way to do that, or if that's, you know, even part of your world, if you want to do something in that area.
Well, I hope you got
something to think about.
I hope you've got some things to think about because I've never done this.
Well,
so I can't talk on this topic at all. So we're going to flip this whole thing and welcome everybody to the Stu and Jim Show. I'm Jim Edwards. And today we're going to be interviewing podcast and blogging ebook expert Stu Smith, specifically on the topic of how to get sponsors, find advertisers, and even do product placements in your valuable content, including on your blog, on your videos, on your webinars, and in your social media posts. Stu is an accomplished person in all of these areas and is going to be sharing his secrets with us today. So, Stu, what's the number one way to get advertisers?
Well, let's just shift that question just a little bit.
Okay.
And make it monetize your content.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So
okay.
It's not just advertising, it's also monetizing your content. So there's a couple easy ways to do that, right? Okay. Whether that is through affiliate banners, you know, in your content somewhere. You can monetize all your videos up on YouTube. I think you can also do it up on Twitter too. But anyway, you can monetize your videos up on YouTube, get a little check at the end of the month.
How do you do that?
I think you have to go through Google. Google Ads.
Okay.
You know, get a Google Ads account, and then that links into your YouTube, and then you get approved for, you know, every time someone clicks a link or sees a link, you know, pop up banner or something on your page, you get paid for that link. Now, I think I have like 33,000 people up on YouTube, you know, and I don't have a whole, it's not a huge following, you know, but if you had millions, you know, you can add zeros to the amount of money that you would make. I think I get like $200 a month from YouTube just from people watching my videos, right? But I mean, imagine if I had 300,000 or 3 million, right? Those numbers get significantly bigger. I know few people that got 7-8 million followers up on YouTube, and they make really good money.
Mm-hmm.
Now they have a niche. They have content that people want to see. Many people want to see. So if you're not quite there, you can still monetize it in multiple ways. I am working on a way right now where things that I use, this is what I would recommend. You know, if you have a business that you use multiple products. So for instance, I use the TRX. I use, some, you know, hemp products. Let me see. I use thorns, you know, some thorn supplements.
Is that legal in Maryland yet?
Yeah. You know, like CBD oil. Yeah,
uh-huh, sure.
It's a good ratio. You know, the TRX and like CBD oil, if you're an affiliate with those, even just a small affiliate with them, you know, they're high priced items. So your 15% affiliate fee gets really good, you know, every one of those versus, you know, someone being affiliate with me and getting 15 or 20% of a $20 book. You know, it's, you know, not that impressive, but
right. You
can actually, you know, monetize your stuff with just being an affiliate with certain products that you like to use. I've actually working a deal right now where I'm going to have, now I've done 200 podcasts over the last, you know, couple of years,
mm-hmm.
The Tactical Fitness Report. And I have a watch company that wants to sponsor my podcast. So I'm working out a deal with that. If some reason this one watch company is the only watch that has like the official Navy SEAL watch, right? And it's like the Luminox watch. Maybe you've seen it.
I thought all the Navy SEALs wore G-Shocks.
We do, because they're actually more functional. The other ones are very nice watches, but uh-huh. You know, if I got to look at two hands going this way and a second thing, I'm not going to keep track of anything. It's very hard to do. But anyway, so I'm, you know, finding some other ways to, you know, have somebody sponsor or maybe even place an ad in, you know, like the middle of the podcast or the beginning of the podcast. You know, so basically I do it this way, you know, especially with, you know, things that I am putting up on video is a great place to plug a product, right? So Instagram too, you know, sometimes people will send me a pair of shorts, you know, to swim in. People ask me what shorts are those, and I'll say, this is it. I'll plug them and they'll send me more stuff. So that's a way to do it. It's not really, you know, you're not going to make a mint doing it that way, but it's nice to get free stuff, you know, to plug.
Everybody loves free stuff. Can I throw in something here just as a suggestion?
Yeah, sure.
You know, we talk about wizards and other stuff like that, but there's a wizard we have, and it's there's a technique for doing this that I've always called the stealth close. And the stealth close wizard is basically the stealth close wizard, it's basically also called the Columbo close. So when you teach somebody something, or you tell someone something, or you give them a tip, I'll use an example, you know, like Stu shows how to do a TRX squat. Okay. Shows how to do TRX squats and then immediately transition into a TRX pushup. So, and then Stu says something, you know, the TRX is awesome because it allows you to do body weight training it's like a hybrid between body weight training and strength training and weight training while mixing in your cardio. By the way, if you would like to get a TRX, I've made arrangements for you to be able to get one here and also get a bonus training from me on 50 different TRX exercises that you can do. Click the link below down to find out more. And it comes from a technique that was used by a TV detective, Columbo, that he was kind of a bumbling, stumbling guy, very offhand. And at the end of every episode, he went, just when the criminal thought that they were going to get away with whatever it was, he would just say something like, "Hey, what happened to the other glass on the bar?" And the person says something that immediately implicates them in the case or solves the case or whatever. And it's because it's so offhand, people's sales radar is not up, because everybody's like, "Oh, he's trying to sell me something, trying to sell me something, trying to sell me something, trying to sell me something." And a lot of people will say something like, "And today's episode is sponsored by TRX and CBD oil. Smoke some CBD oil and use your TRX. Not only do we have a great time, but you have a great workout." And people are like, "That's just a blatant ad." But if you do it at the end, after you've taught them something, and you say, "Hey, by the way, if you don't have a TRX, you really ought to get one, because I've just demonstrated one of 50 different exercises that you can do. And I've got a whole series of videos that I'll give you on how to use a TRX to get amazing results when you buy a TRX through my link." And people are like, "Oh, well, crap, I can get the cool videos, and I need one of these anyway, because he makes it look so easy and he's so buff and handsome." And so they buy one. That's the Columbo close. That's the stealth close. And so what I have is the stealth close wizard, which will make these really cool stealth closes for you. So all you got to do is just throw this in. So this, the example that I have in here is for a free report related to my 7-day ebook. So let's say I taught you how to do a little bit of research on Google on your market, and, you know, for the purposes of writing ebook. And then I said at the end, I just say, "Oh, by the way, if you really want to sell ebooks for huge profit margins, this free report lays it all out for you. Check it out at 7dayebook.com/free-report. And people are like, "Oh, crap, he gave me some good value, and now he's offering me something else. Sure, I'll go check it out. Why not?" Because it's not. But if I did the sponsorship as, "And today's video is sponsored by 7-Day Ebook, the number one tool of for the last 20 years for people to be able to figure out how to write their own ebook. If you're in the market to learn how to write an ebook, go ahead." I mean, it's like blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
It works because people aren't expecting it, and you deliver it in a way that it's real folksy and kind of like, you know, "Hey, by the way, did you know?" That's another one. you know, hey, did you know, or did you realize, or hey, by the way, just I've made millions of dollars with those words starting out what came next out of my mouth. Hey, by the way. So
I like that. Yeah. You know what? I created a article series, and it goes in multiple, you know, venues out there, social media and articles and newsletters, and it's called Weight Vest Wednesday. And I got that sponsored by a company that makes weight vests.
Right.
And I just take pictures of me and their weight vest that they gave me and do that. And we're growing it to a point where they are going to pay me to do Weight Vest Wednesday articles.
Yay. So, I love Weight Vest Wednesday.
Yeah. And that's something. So anyway, that is another way to.
No, that's cool.
Monetize that's very cool. Content.
Yeah, that's really cool. I think that's great. I mean, the only thing, and I'm not trying to be a poo head, but you got to be careful when you are getting paid to endorse something somewhere on your website. You need to let people know that. Hey, if you buy this, I'm going to get a commission. And one way to overcome that is just have that warning on everything that you do. So every website, every page has it, every, the bottom of every email has it, everything. So people are just used to seeing it. So it's not a big thing. But I do think that is super cool of being able to, of having them pay you to wear their stuff that you would wear anyway.
Yeah.
Which is cool. That's actually a really cool weight vest too.
Yes.
It's not like cheap.
It. No, it's not. It's not. But, it's made in England.
Yeah.
But they make it in America, actually. They sell it from England, but they make it in America. So anyway, yeah. Cool.
What else you got? What are some other ways we could get advertisers for our content? I mean, what it makes me think of is I said I don't do any advertising. But I want to point out that I sponsor my own stuff. So like here, direct right here on the Jim and Stu show, I got an advertiser. I got my own thingy. You know, I'd rather pull my own thingy out than someone else's thingy.
Good point.
Can't go to prison for that. So I do that all the time. I guess I got so much stuff that I just don't worry about. You know what I mean? I don't worry about getting a sponsorship from someone else. I just do my own stuff.
Well, yeah. I mean, one of the reasons why I created a podcast anyway was to let people know that I have stuff to sell. Right. I'm not necessarily I wasn't going into this journey looking for sponsorships for a podcast.
Right.
And then when it starts getting popular, people saying, hey, can I put an ad on your podcast?
Right.
So I was very passive about this whole process. You know, I wasn't actively looking for sponsorships. So I would take it as a compliment that someone wants to advertise on your, you know, on your content. But you know, I guess the reason why I came up with the show idea is I grew up. You know, both parents worked in newspaper business, and how do they make their money? They don't make their money by selling newspapers. They actually sell a lot of ads in that content.
Right.
So I guess I came about this idea from that, you know, background of understanding the whole advertising section of the newspaper, what their job was. And it's tough. I mean, it's sales, you know, and if you have time to do that, that's great. But if you don't, you know, there's a passive way to do that as well. You don't have to necessarily be actively going out and hunting for sponsorships, you know, or advertisements.
Sure.
You know, well, you have to have something to sell. If you're going to go and do that, you have to be pretty established. And say, I reach, you know, 400,000 people over the week, and this is the demographics, and, you know, you have to be able to say that if you're going to go active with it. But you know, if you go passive with it and build it up over time, next thing you know, somebody may be interested and knock on your door about it. So
sure.
Anyway,
but I've always been a big believer in, yeah, it's cool to sell, you know, it's cool to sell TRXs and make 15%, but I'd rather sell my own stuff and make 100%. That's just always been, and I'm not poo-pooing it. I'm just saying that's my mindset of why would I, but yours is, you got a different market. Me think, you know, I don't know how much they spend now. I would imagine that the military spends a lot of money on advertising still in various ways. Could you get the Navy to sponsor you? Could you approach somebody and have them run an ad on your podcast?
That would be really cool. I mean, they are getting really creative with their recruiting arm. In fact, I just did a podcast with a guy who has such a contract, and they are doing kind of the same way athletes post their videos up. So recruiters, you know, for colleges and pros see them. The Navy is actually doing the same thing on that same type of thing. So you can be an athlete and post up some videos and do this Navy workout that they created and, you know, post up your video of doing it. And, you know, some recruiter is going to come, you know, contact you and talk about being in the Navy. So I thought it was pretty creative. So yeah, anyway,
you might be able to get them to pay you some do-re-mi to have a little 1 minute commercial at the beginning or end or middle of your podcast. They really might do it. You got connections. I would try.
Yeah. Why not? Yeah. What the heck?
Get the eagle to poop you a little bit.
Yeah.
No, I like that. That's cool. Anybody who's here with us live, have you ever gotten a sponsorship or have you ever sponsored somebody else's content or event or video or any of that type of thing? Even if it was through Google AdWords, which we can all sponsor other people's content through Google AdWords. You can do it on their sites. You can do it through YouTube. Sponsored videos, whether it's pre-roll video ads or it's just promoted videos. So this is, you can flip it around and you can be the one doing the sponsoring. If you see somebody who's got your market and, you know, that's the one thing everybody says, hey, you know, I want to go and be on a bunch of podcasts. What if you contacted a podcast and bought an ad? What if you contacted them and sponsored their podcast or did something along those lines, especially some of the smaller ones where they're not going to want $20,000-$30,000. I mean, somebody might actually, in exchange for you giving them a product, would do an ad for you. And those things add up. I mean, that was kind of the whole thing behind article marketing back in the day, way back in the day. Was my thought process was that if I could get 100 sites to post my article and I could get one click per day per article, that was 100 clicks a day. That was 3,000 or no, it was 30. What's 365 times 1,000? It's 36,000 clicks a year. And so, and I worked it backwards. Well, what if I only got a click a week from each one? That's 100 a week. That's 5,200 clicks a year. And if I did a couple of, and what if it was just, you know, one a month? That's 1,200 clicks a year. And if I had 100 articles out there, 1,200 times 100 is 120,000. And that's a lot of clicks. But you got to get out there and get your stuff in the mix. So that was my thought, was that I didn't need the big sites to pay attention to me. I just needed a whole bunch of little sites to pay attention to me a little bit, and the numbers would work for me over time.
Yeah, my final advice is, once again, I was on the passive route to getting this done. Mm-hmm. And it has not created any extra work for me, right, to go towards this route. So it's a way to, you know, make a little extra money on your content that you put out there. You know, that sure. You know, 99% of it, you're selling your own stuff. But at the same time, you know, an ad that pops up, whether it's affiliate ad or, you know, a pop-up banner up on YouTube or, you know, an actual ad product placement, you know, it can add to your revenue streams.
It adds up. I mean, and that's the thing. If you got 5 or 10 different things paying you a couple, 300 extra bucks a month, I mean, all of a sudden that adds up to a house payment. I mean, that's house payment, car payment. Yeah. And that don't suck. Or that's your that funds your retirement. Imagine if you could put, I mean, again, this is not an income claim. Your results may vary. But imagine if you know, everybody's worried about retirement. I know that I am, and you should be if you're not. You know, what if you put this in place and you said, okay, this is going to be my retirement plan. Whatever I make from this advertising, it's going to go in an investment account. And if you could put an extra 150, 200, 300 bucks away a month, every month for the next 20 years, that's a whole lot of money going into your retirement account that you wouldn't have had, that you're basically getting for free.
Yep.
So that's another way to look at it. So don't poo-poo it if it's not huge to begin with, because if you keep focusing on creating and adding value to people's lives, it could get huge pretty quickly. So cool. Well, I thought this really made me think, and I need to think more in terms of sponsorship and advertising, even if it's just of my own stuff.
Yeah. Or just clever ways to do it of your own products.
Yeah. Yeah, I need to eat my own cooking more instead of cooking just for other people. Cool. Well, I think that's it for today. Any final questions, Stu, as far as anything to pop on me here at the end? I'm if you ask me if there was a wizard for that, I already answered that question.
No, that is just a special event for the Jim and Stu Show that we do live prior to the recording of this podcast, which you can find it at thejimandstushow.com
at 9 o'clock. Not the Jim and Stu Show, Jim and Stu Show.
Oh, just, sorry.
There's no the. Yeah.
Okay. At jimandstushow.com, 9 o'clock East Coast time on Wednesdays.
That's right. Very good. All right. And so, by the way, if you'd like to get really good at writing sales copy, you need to head over to copywritingsecrets.com, and I will give you a copy of my international bestseller, Copywriting Secrets. All I ask is for you to pay a small shipping and handling. So, Stu, if people want to get in amazing shape and do really cool workouts that you design, where can they go?
You can find me at stusmithfitness.com.
Awesome. All right, everybody. Well, have a great day, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.